Hello, and welcome to the ABCs of Rock podcast. I am your host, Nathan Schuer. The ABCs of Rock is proudly part of the Weston Media Podcast Network, and I thank you for joining me on my journey, again, through the alphabet from A to Z, where each week I pick a new band or musician going in alphabetical order with no exception, and it really is without any exception this week, as we are tackling the letter X. It's not only been a blast, it's also been an education, and I'm having the time of my life. Before I begin, I must say a couple very important words about this podcast. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on the show. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. I play this music under the doctrine of fair use. I am not here as a DJ, but to offer music commentary and criticism. My goal is for you to gain a larger appreciation for the bands or the musicians played here on this podcast, and to ask for you to go out and legally purchase or legally stream their music. The musicians need your support, and I hope this show contributes to spreading the good word about the bands you hear on these episodes. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done out of my pure love of the music. It is wonderful to be back in the studio to record another exciting episode. And this week's show, I gotta tell you, has been the true definition of what this show is all about. When I started this podcast, I really didn't know what I was gonna do when I came to the letter X. I was aware of a couple of bands I could cover, but to be completely transparent here, there was none that I would say I'm an expert on. But, you know, for me to sit behind this microphone and spat out information and my opinion on a band that I knew little about, well, you know, I just knew that the audience would see right through me. So, you know, obviously, whom I'm covering today are the British post-punk new wave band XTC. And it's safe to say that probably 6-7 months ago, I wouldn't say I was an XTC novice. You know, I did own a compilation CD, but I never bothered to dig deep into their catalog. But, you know, during the duration of this podcast, you know, I was thinking long and hard, what am I going to do about the letter X? And it really came down to this band and one other band. And I'm not going to say who they were, because I may actually come around to it someday. But when I finally decided on the XTC, you know, it really inspired me to learn a lot about them and to become a much bigger fan over that duration. Their entire catalog is well over a dozen albums, and it was just too much for me to tackle for just one show. So as tradition is here at the ABCs of Rock, I'm going to focus on just the first part of their career, specifically the first five albums released between 1978 and 1982. It's only a small window, but this may seem arbitrary, but actually it kind of makes sense because it was around this time, toward the end of this time, that they ceased being a band that toured with their music. Vocalist Andy Partridge, I guess you could say he just couldn't deal with the stress and anxiety of touring. And in the early 80s, they just completely stopped playing live altogether and became only a studio band. So in my mind, this is the classic period of XTC. Plus, it was right after this that drummer Terry Chambers departed the band. So this is a perfect way of ending the show. Not ending the show, but just a perfect place to end the period that we're going to be discussing today. So anyway, I'm probably getting ahead of myself. So let me just give a little bit more context to the band, because you know what? I know there are lots of diehard XTC fans out there, but I'm sure a lot of people listen to this show. They've heard of them, but just might not be very familiar with them. And that's kind of what I do here on the ABCs of Rock, is to reintroduce a band that you might not know much about to a general audience. I really don't focus on singles or hits. I usually play deep cuts, you know, hidden gems, songs that you do not hear on the radio or got a lot of circulation on MTV. Fortunately, with XTC, they never really had a gigantic impact in the United States over where I am. So everything I play today pretty much is going to be kind of new to the American audience, especially in the world of mainstream. The real diehards, you're going to know every single song I'm going to play here today. It's not going to be anything new. So XTC was formed in Swindon, England in the early 70s, I think around 1972. At the time, it featured Andy Partridge on vocals and guitars, and Colin Moulding on bass and vocals, and Terry Chambers on drums. There were half dozen other musicians that cycled through the ranks before they ever recorded the first LP. Back then, they performed under a couple different names. One was Star Park, another was Helium Kids. Eventually, they added their fourth permanent member, keyboardist Barry Andrews, who would be with them through their first couple albums before leaving over creative differences, and soon would be replaced with Dave Gregory. So this is usually where I mention what my relationship is to the band. Like I said, I grew up in the 80s, a product of the MTV generation. I was all into new wave pop music at the time, and I have to admit, XTC was completely off my radar as a kid. I don't think I ever heard a song or saw a video once on MTV, or heard of them on the radio, at least on Top 40 radio. But I'm not surprised by this. Even though their music never had the impact on audiences in the United States, their legacy is really undeniable. They never had the hits over here on commercial radio. But when I listen to XTC now, it's that underground quality that makes it something so special to hear. I think you can make a direct comparison to bands like Devo, probably The Police, The Clash, even. But XTC definitely developed their own unique sound. And just, you know, one thing I really love about them is that each of their albums really builds on its predecessor. So every album has a very distinct, unique sound to it, which is really cool. So anyways, let's get to the albums. On January 20th, 1978, XTC released their debut LP titled White Music, and was produced by one of the greats of the industry, John Leckie. White Music really shows the band going full throttle in their true punk spirit. It's raw and it's, you know, somewhat unfocused. A lot of the band's short, punchy songs sound effortless and spontaneous at the same time. The album, you know, it was a modest success. I think it scraped the top 40 in the UK, but neither of the singles off of it, I think two of them were the Statue of Liberty, and I think there was a re-recorded version of This Is Pop. Neither of them went anywhere in the United States. Still, though, there's so much to love on this album, and I do recommend it, even though it really doesn't encompass their classic sound that most people associate with the band. There's this really unusual cover of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. I mean, let's face it, Jimi Hendrix may have recorded the most famous version of the song, but XTC's is far more interesting, so definitely check that out. But for this show, I'm picking a couple of songs that I really feel embody the spirit of the band at this stage of their career. The first is the opener, Radios in Motion. It was written by Andy Partridge. It has all the elements of the early band. It feels a little Ramonesy, maybe some Monkees influence too. It's also an outlier because of the cadence in Partridge's vocals, I think. I think you really dig this one, though. It's a classic, short, punchy song, something they were known for in the early days. The flourishes that Barry Andrews adds on piano and Colin's bass are just great here. If you're new to the show, I always quote my favorite portion of the lyrics for each song. This particular song doesn't necessarily follow the traditional verse chorus structures, so I'm just going to go with a couple lines they have from the opening verse, which I think are pretty cool. Well, there's a message up in China that they're getting in Japan. It's bouncing off an ocean liner and make 'em shake 'em in Siam. And all my kids are complaining that the songs are too slow. We'll be right back.
Yes, you are to your red, white, and blues. When we move it, so do you. Radio to move chair. Radio to move chair. Radio to move chair.
I love kicking off an episode in high-energy fashion. Got another great tune off of White Music that I love. Buried deep on side two of this album is a bizarre song, Spinning Top, written by Andy Partridge. It's a bit more mid-tempo compared to Radios in Motion, but it suddenly accelerates into this frantic chorus with this proggy-sounding bridge, which makes this track really stand out. And again, everything that Barry Andrews is doing here, I'm just totally lapping up. Going with these lyrics from this song because, well, they're just my favorite part. It started when I heard your song of love pouring down like honey from above. I started to spin. I started to move just like a needle that is sticking in the same old groove. Song. And please don't sleep on the rest of White Music. It's loaded with gems just like the two I played. All right, let's move on. On October 6th, 1978, a mere 10 months later, XTC released their second album titled Go 2. Critically, Go 2 is not often looked upon as one of their more favorable albums. It's very eclectic and more unfocused than their debut. But it's kind of a glorious mess that I find fascinating. It's a transitional album that falls between their bright, candy-colored, punky songs from White Music and a more mature sound they would put out on Drums and Wires. Like White Music, it's still full of punky energy and shouting and that amazing toy piano playing by Andrews. But what I like about Go 2 also is that Colin Moulding really steps forward as a major contributor to the songwriting here. The first of two songs I'm going to play off this album is a tribute to producer Brian Eno. Apparently, the band wanted him to produce this album originally, but he declined, saying that the band was actually just too good already and to produce the album themselves. I guess that's quite the endorsement from Brian Eno. Battery Brides, Andy Paints Brian is the name of the song, and it was written by Andy Partridge. This song is a very interesting slice of moody, mechanized rock with burbling synths and sequencers. Again, I can't express enough the power of Andy as a vocalist. Truly one of the greats, and not heralded enough. Let's get to the lyrics. She left school with a million others and worked in a store part-time. She dreams of a husband and a lover, doesn't realize she's on the production line. Thank you. got another lost classic from Go To that I think you'll dig. This one was written by Colin Moulding. I mentioned before how he started stepping up as a songwriter on this album. This one is titled Crowded Room. The song is a great prediction of 80s guitar alt rock. This is until the chorus starts sounding like a deranged circus ride. Colin's contributions to XTC can't be understated enough as a songwriter, a vocalist, and a bass player. This song is one of his best. Going with what I guess this is what could be construed as the chorus from the song. By those faces in a crowded room, them bodies in a crowded room, they're breathing in a crowded room, and they're pushing me out. They're pushing me out. They're pushing me out. We move on to what I think is thought of as the start of the real classic period of XTC, starting with their third studio release, Drums and Wires, which came out on August 17th, 1979. It was produced by legendary record producer Steve Lillywhite, whom we celebrated on the show several times, I think, already. He came up most recently on the U2 episode we did not that long ago. Anyways, the man's a legend in the industry. So, Drums and Wires. Moulding, again, stepping up his songwriting duties, and this time puts forth a classic, and I may just get to that one. Sadly, keyboardist Barry Andrews would leave the band prior to recording this album, and his absence is felt, but the addition of the second guitarist and Dave Gregory gave the band a new direction that was equally as eclectic, and I love the sound that he adds to the band. So they lost Andrews but gained Gregory. I think in the end it was a wash. It's not the same sound, but it was still great. The first half of the album has one of the greatest runs of guitar pop tunes of the late 70s, while the second half of the album is a lot more experimental with songs like Millions and Scissor Man. Drums and Wires is also the album which you can hear drummer Terry Chambers hit a new level in his playing. He'd always been a very good drummer, but on this album, he makes his case to be considered one of the truly great post-punk drummers of all time. The whole band just sounds better all around, I think. This album did spawn a relatively big hit in the UK with the song Making Plans for Nigel, written by Colin Moulding. It didn't make a dent in the charts in the US, though. As you know, I don't play singles on the show, but I think I can make an exception here because for pretty much the casual listener, this song fell into obscurity. In my opinion, it's clearly the best song on the album, as it saw the band demonstrate their increased musical chops while still maintaining that angular sound from their first two albums. So it is my pleasure to play it here for you today. It remains one of the truly evergreen post-punk gems, going with the second verse from this one. We're only making plans for Nigel. He has his future in British Steel. We're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel's whole future is as good as sealed. case you're curious, there are quite a few covers of Making Plans for Nigel. Many of them I like. There's a good one from Primus, and another one I really like from hardcore punk band Burning Heads. So go seek those out. Making Plans for Nigel, the ultimate song for helicopter parents. And speaking of helicopters, the next song I've got queued up is the song Helicopter, written by Andy Partridge. This is a schizoid, frenetic song about a girl who is finally free from her sheltered upbringing. It's got this really cool, flashy guitar going on that I love, and this vibrating-sounding bass work, which is practically seizure-inducing, but in the best way possible. Let's get to the chorus on this one, because it's just so damn catchy. When she's up there twirling round, just like a helicopter copter, she's landing on the town. It's about time that I stopped her. When she's up there twirling round, 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 just like a helicopter copter. Before I move on, I just want to take a brief moment, since we're a little more than halfway through the episode, just to remind you once again and thank you for tuning into the show, and just say how much I appreciate each and every one of you for being a loyal listener and for subscribing to my podcast. There is nearly an episode representing every single letter of the alphabet by now. Practically something for everyone, no matter what your taste in rock and roll is. So head on over to the archives, and I'm sure you'll find at least a couple episodes you'll love. Also, if you have been listening to these episodes, I'd love to hear from you. There's an email that I check frequently, abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can find me on social media, on Facebook at abcofrockpodcast, and on Twitter at abcrockpodcast. The show is available on dozens of podcast apps, so please, if you love the show, subscribe and give it a rating and review on whatever app you prefer. Those ratings and reviews actually play a large role on the algorithms that help raise the profile of this show and make it more discoverable for a larger audience. I thank you all in advance. On October 12th, 1980, XTC released their fourth studio album titled Black Sea, also produced by the great Steve Lillywhite. I think in a lot of ways, this picks up where Drums and Wires leaves off, but it does progress their sound also. The twin guitars of Andy Partridge and Dave Gregory really come into their own on this one. The songs have a more political and social agenda too, I think. The band is hitting on all cylinders here, and you can really hear in the music that, and they're enjoying every moment of it. So one of the songs I'm picking is another that was big across the Atlantic, but really was just another obscure new wave album cut here in the States. I'm playing it here because it simply needs to be heard and appreciated, even though for real fans of XTC, it is a staple. I don't care. If you love the band, I'm sure you won't mind hearing it again because it's a true new wave classic. Going to play Generals and Majors, written by Colin Moulding. If this song doesn't put you in a good mood, nothing will. The drums on this song are so great. Steve Lillywhite just knows how to get the best sounding drums no matter what band he's working with. By the way, I haven't mentioned much about XTC's music videos yet, but you really should check out this one. You can find it on YouTube or probably anywhere now. I had never seen it before, but when I watched it, it was like I was reliving my childhood. That's saying something because this video came out before MTV was even a thing. They clearly had no money. It's so cheesy and so 80s. I love it. Go check it out. You know, I actually probably should just put a link in the show notes. So just look for that there. Let's get to the lyrics. This is from the first verse. Generals and majors always seem so unhappy lest they got a war. Generals and majors, aha, like never before and tired of being actionless.
Victorious war, generals and majors always.
The next song from Black Sea, I think, is my favorite song from XTC currently. The song is No Language in Our Lungs, written by Andrew Partridge. Love the guitars in the song. Reminds me of the Beatles' I Want You, She's So Heavy, a lot, actually. Lyrically, it's one of the best songs written by Andy. It's critical of modern suburban life, something that resonates with many of us, I'm sure. This song pretty much summarizes much of my life and a lot of our lives. Speaking, being with a loss for words, not being able to find the words when you need to express yourself. It happens all the time. Believe me, even being here as a podcast host, I get imposter syndrome all the time. I definitely have my communication flaws, but I try my best. So as you can guess, this song really resonates with me. Here's the second verse. There's no muscle in our tongues to tell the world what's in our hearts. No, 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 no. We're leaving nothing behind. Just chiseled stones. No chance to speak before we're bones.
To tell the world what's in our hearts. no language at all.
Turning into the home stretch here, on February 12, 1982, XTC released their fifth studio album titled English Settlement. It was produced by Hugh Padgham. I hope I said that right. Hugh was synonymous with his work with Genesis and Phil Collins' solo records up until this point in his career. He was largely responsible for what is known as the sleekest and most melodramatic drum break in music history. I am, of course, referring to In the Air Tonight. Anyways, back to English Settlement. This album had kind of an odd release. In the UK, and I guess internationally, it was released as a double LP. And I might add that is absolutely the preferred method of listening to this great album. In the US, though, it was chopped up into a single-length record. They just axed off five songs. They really butchered it. Overall, the album is less frantic and more deliberate sounding than Black Sea. And for me, it's a slight step down. The first song from this record I want to play is Senses Working Overtime, written by Andy Partridge. Again, technically, it was released as a single. In fact, it's the biggest UK charted hit. It reached number 10, I think. It's undoubtedly one of the finest psychedelic pop songs ever written. I have a feeling a lot of my audience will still be unfamiliar with this song, despite its success overseas. So I don't feel bad about breaking the rules of my show for this band. The song is just so damn infectious. Here is the chorus. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 senses working overtime. Trying to take this all in, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 senses working overtime. Trying to taste the difference between a lemon and a lime. Pain and pleasure, and the church bells softly chime.
Sleep sound.
Finishing up the episode on kind of a somber song, both lyrically and musically, with the song All of a Sudden It's Too Late, written by Andy Partridge. Makes one think about how you may have missed out on so many things in life, and it's just now too late, whether it's an opportunity at love or finding one's purpose in life. Not necessarily a philosophy I adopt, but when I'm feeling down and I want to drown my sorrows, I can definitely see myself turning to the song. But without getting too sentimental, you can just take it at face value and just enjoy the absolute beauty of this one. I adore the songwriting here, and I could easily go with either verse or the chorus, but it's this pre-chorus that has this line that I'm just completely drawn to. Life's like a jigsaw. You get the straight bits, but there's something missing in the middle.
What can I
Well, there you have it. My top 10 underrated and underappreciated songs from XTC, at least from this period of the band. I hope you've enjoyed this musical journey with me, and I'm especially glad that I only tackled this period of their career because they had a lot of career left in them. And the letter X is going to come back around again sometime, and it's good to know that I can return to the XTC well again if I need to. Thank you again for listening, and I'll be back for another episode soon where I'll be playing some awesome tunes from a band or artist representing the letter Y. You can send your feedback or hate mail to abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for taking this journey with me this week, and please don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media on Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast or on Twitter at ABC Rock Podcast. I love getting feedback and messages letting me know what you think of the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here as your host and entertainer over the past hour. I realize that there are literally tens of thousands of podcasts out there that you could be listening to, and I sincerely thank you for spending your time with me on this show. It means the world to me. The ABCs of Rock is part of the Weston Media Podcast Network. Thank you again, and have a great week, everyone. We'll be right back.